And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into that sacred, infinite presence. Hold it for a few seconds, just feeling spirit gently moving through you now, body, mind, and soul. And as you exhale, just let go. Release any physical tension in your body and any fears or worries from your mind. And as the tension melts away, let go of anything that is keeping you from realizing the truth of your being. You can only live one moment at a time. Let this sacred moment be a time of knowing that you are one with the Most High, and divine energy unfolds you, indwells you, and expresses as you. In this consciousness, take these words into your heart. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, omnipresence, allness, pure divine energy, pure divine love. In this moment, feel the healing light of the Christ energizing you, lifting you higher, bringing you to greater understanding of your innate divine potential. Call upon your spiritual vision, your ability to perceive the limitless possibilities of your ever-unfolding good, no matter what is happening in the relative plane. When you put God first as you begin a project or pursue a dream, all will unfold in perfect divine order. When you align with the Christ of your being, you know that all the good that has ever been or ever will be had its beginning in God. You live your life in expectation of God awareness and ever unfolding good. You are created, as we read today, created in the image and likeness of the divine. And God looked at all that he created and called it good. You are an individualized expression of that good. You are here on this earth to be God's expression, to express the love of spirit. Through the grace of God and the gift of the creative process, what your soul longs for, what you envision, what you dream of doing, you can achieve. In the purity of God's love, you find meaning. In the power of God's truth, you find strength. In the purity of God's wisdom, you find clarity. With your heart open and receptive to the power within you, what is it that you envision for your life? What is your dream? Do you envision healing in your body? Visualize that part of your body healthy, balanced, and full of divine healing energy. Do you envision improved relationships with a family member, partner, or friend? Picture the two of you enfolded in the healing, harmonizing, white light of spirit. Do you envision prosperity in your life? Fill your mind with thoughts of abundance. Know that it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Spend a few moments now in the silence, knowing that what you desire is manifesting in your life in the beginning of this now moment. And celebrate now, in this now moment, celebrate the creative energy of divine ideas and inspirations. You are a creative being, and you create with every thought and every word. You are the artist of your life. You are open to divine guidance, new images, new thoughts, new possibilities. See yourself doing the seemingly impossible with grace and poise. Affirm that it is not I, but the Christ within that performs the work. Keep your eyes single and your heart filled with love and expectation of your good. And as we end this time of prayer and meditation, we're so grateful for the creative process, for the powers of the Christ that enable us to co-create our world. Thank you, God, for this amazing gift. We set the intention in the weeks ahead to be receptive to the steps of creation, to use our powers for good in our lives and in the world. And so it is, and so we gratefully allow it to be, in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ. And we now complete our time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.